In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Christ is risen. Can say that today, but according to the Typikon, not after today, since this is the leave-taking of Pascha, and we will celebrate the Ascension tomorrow. It has been a week and a day now since I've been away from the monastery, the Hermitage of the Holy Cross in Wayne, West Virginia. And my head is still there in many ways. My heart's there in many ways. I find myself looking at my watch, adding an hour, and thinking what they're doing. Thinking they're in the trapezo, or they're in the midnight office, or that Father Sergius is feeding the goats, or something of that nature. It was profoundly a life-changing experience to go to the monastery. I've been to monasteries several times. I like it when I get really involved and work and pray, not as a visitor, but as a worker. And that's basically the way they treat me and the way I like it. And I think that all of us should have some of the monastery in us. The monastic life is not well understood. It's thought of as a dichotomy between the monastic life and regular life, regular Christians. I don't think there is a dichotomy. St. Ignatius Bryachininov didn't think so. He stated in the Arena that the same commandments which a monastic must follow, so must a layman. So there is no difference. Now, of course, there's a difference in circumstances of life. A married man has a wife, has children, has to go to work in a secular job. A monastic has no wife, has a different order of living, but we are all required to go into our closet and pray. Now, in the monastic life, this is very much emphasized, with monastics having a cell rule, and also with the daily prayer in the morning and in the evening, with extensive time spent in church, with usually at least weekly confession of thoughts to the spiritual father, and with, in general, a climate of, for lack of a better term, religion, in the good sense of that term. But lay people should also have intensity in their lives. As a priest, I do wonder why people do what they do, and if the people that come in the middle of liturgy constantly, the people that commune infrequently, the people that rarely fast, the people that don't read the Bible, the people that chat in the middle of the service, or go out into the hall, or stand on the deck. I wonder who will be saved. We must go into our closet and pray. It's very, very important. The thing that I learned most from being at the monastery these last 12 days out of 14 is that it's really important to pray in your closet. And I was working hard. I was getting up very early for the services. And I was trying to pray at night for an extended period of time. And I would wake up when my prayer rope would hit the floor and it would make a sound. And then I might try again a couple times, and then I would just trundle off and go to sleep. It's very hard to do that. It's humbling to know that you just can't do that. Now, I was working hard and I was tired. Okay, fine. But there's a lot of time to be resting when you're dead. Right now is the time to be working, the time to be praying, the time to be changing. I recently listened to a podcast by someone about being a monk, and I must say that I left from it being disappointed, because he was painting that there is some significant difference between monks and lay people. I don't think there is. I don't think there should be. Now, maybe in practice there is, but he was painting that a monk is alone. That's true, the word monk has to do with the word being alone. It's derived from it. But I'll tell you, I'm a priest, and I know all about being alone. I know all about
caring for something and seeing that very few of my flock do. I know all about celebrating a feast with only a few people in attendance. I know all about wanting to help multiple people and recognizing that some of my flock don't even have any idea that somebody in our congregation is sick or has some need. So often I feel very much alone. I think if you don't feel alone, then you're living too secular a life, because the world is secular. And so if you're secular, you won't feel alone because you'll be with people that are of your temperament. But if you're not secular, then you will feel alone, even if you're in the midst of people, because you'll be with people that share your real, your inclinations and your deepest desires and your deepest thoughts. You'll be with people and interact with them in a more superficial way, and you'll feel alone because of that. So really, certainly, monasticism and the priesthood are very, very similar. And it is my belief, my firm belief, that everyone should live on some level as a monastic and a priest. Not that they're celibate, not that they do not take a wife, not that they don't have a job, or that they don't listen to Neil Young records, that they have a sense that they want to go and be alone with God and pray, and especially pray for others and see that as their calling, and live with intensity. I call it fire in your belly. I'm glad I went to the monastery for all those days. I cherish it. I'll get back as soon as I can, because it recharges me and kind of refocuses me. Living in the monastery for that period of time, being a priest, being a layperson, there is no difference unless you want to make it a difference. We're all called the same commandments, the same gospel. And we're all called to be in the world, but not of it, which means we all should feel alone with the majority of people. May God bless us and help us.